Thanks for listening to BYU Idaho Radio. I'm Emma Isaac, and right now I'm talking with Brother Stephen Bunnell, the University Public Safety Director here at BYU Idaho. Brother Bunnell, thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me.
So first, I'd just like to ask you, how has your day-to-day work been affected by COVID-19?
Well, it's kind of an interesting question. With the campus being closed, you would think that security work in general would be quite light, but it's not. We find that we're pretty busy just making sure that the campus is staying secured, that all the buildings are closed and locked, and that we are only having authorized personnel on campus.
And how has campus security been performing their duties during the pandemic? Is there anything different?
We take a lot of time, just spending foot patrol the buildings, walking through the buildings and that. We're probably concentrating a little more on our building work than we normally would. But that's the biggest difference.
So I got a chance to look at your devotional talk. How did you come to choose the topic of gratitude?
It's kind of interesting. I've been thinking about it for some time, about just in general, how we are, commanded to remember our Heavenly Father and recognize His hand in all things. And then I was reading through President Uchtdorf's talk in the General Conference session of 2014, and he spoke on gratitude, and it just touched me, kind of hit a nerve, I guess, and reminded me of that we receive so many blessings every day that we don't recognize, and that when we open our hearts and our minds to that reality, we need to express gratitude, and by doing so, we grow closer to our Heavenly Father.
And since, I guess, reading this talk, has anything changed in your life or kind of the way you view things?
Well, yeah, I think that when you have gratitude and thankfulness in your heart and you express that to those around you, you are the recipient of many blessings. And I've become more aware of that, of the blessings that I receive just by telling people, thank you for being a part of my life.
When I was reading your talk, I noticed that you share a lot of personal experiences about gratitude. What are some things you do to remember those or other things you're grateful for in your everyday life?
Well, there are just general experiences that stick with you. One of the things that I speak about is the passing of my father. And obviously that is a very traumatic and emotional event in someone's life. But I found that by remembering the things that were of huge benefit to me when he was raising me, and being thankful and remembering the influence that he had in my life, it just becomes a natural part of my daily routine to be thankful and to try and internalize the many blessings that we receive just on a daily basis.
That's really interesting. During this COVID-19 pandemic, I think it's really easy to focus on what we want or what we're missing out on. In your opinion, how important is it to stay positive and grateful for our blessings, especially during this difficult time?
Oh, I think that it's very important to do our very best to focus on what's good in our lives at this time. It is so easy to be negative and to in some instances, we blame others, we can blame our family for things that aren't going right, and sometimes we find that we can easily blame God. And I think when you find yourself in that mindset, you really need to open your mind and your heart. You take a few minutes and remember everything that's good in your life, even during this time when we're quarantined and just things are very difficult, and remember what it is that you receive in your life that is very positive. And sometimes for me personally, you know, that's my family. And this time, you know, we've taken a little bit extra effort and time to get to know one another better. And sometimes you have to focus and look for those things and work for them.
Yeah, I like that you said that we should take some time to think about what we're grateful for and just remember the good. I think that that's especially important right now. From your talk, what would you challenge everyone who hears it to do once the devotional is over? What should they do going forward after they hear your words?
You know, one of the things I heard in a general authority talk several years ago, and I can't remember who it was, but they said that sometimes they found that when they prayed, they didn't ask for anything. All they did was remember the things that they were thankful for and gave thanks to our Father in heaven for those blessings. And I always think that that's a good practice. Occasionally, we need to make sure that our Father in heaven knows that we remember our blessings and specifically focus on those when we pray.
Definitely. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with those listening right now?
I think that especially our students that are here on campus, one of the things that I think that I would like for them to know is how grateful we as faculty, staff, and administrators are for them. We pray for them every day. We remember them as we ask for the Lord to pour out blessings. We know that they are the future of the church and the leaders of the world. And we are grateful for that they are here and absorbing, so to speak, the things that will make them better and prepare them for that role.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Brother Bunnell. That's the end of my questions. But I'm really excited to watch your talk. I think it's going to be great.
All right. Well, thank you.